From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
More and more persons are responding to the call for the care and protection of our children. Today's Good Samaritans are so by name and nature and are therefore no stranger in this area. But they have a new initiative that seeks to strengthen their efforts, the I Care movement. Stay with us to find out who is sharing the love. Many of us can recall the story in the media of the 11-month-old baby who was being given a bath by his mother when he was shot and killed, and also the shooting of the 7-year-old in downtown Kingston on April 6, 2015. The two stories were the final straw for one woman, resulting in the birth of the I Care movement. I Care is an initiative of the Jamaica Pentecostal Union Apostolic, seeking to support and promote the protection and well-being of children through prevention, intervention, education, and advocacy. The movement is the brainchild of evangelist Margaret Riley, who shared her concerns regarding violence against children with Bishop of the Emmanuel Apostolic Church, Everton Thomas. Together, they conceived the I Care movement.
Several weeks ago, a returning resident from the UK called me with an urgent request for a march. There have been many marches, and we're not just coming with a march, but when she called, it spurred something in me, and here we are today at the launch of the I Care movement.
Bishop of the Emmanuel Apostolic Church, Everton Thompson. The I Care movement seeks to jointly promote national advocacy campaigns for child protection and accountability of government and all stakeholders for our children.
The main objectives are to unite and coordinate a large national constituency of organizations and people to influence public opinion and mobilize collective action, to promote and support positive parenting and child participation. We also want to influence and encourage political commitments and accountability.
The first two activities under the I Care movement will be the I Care Children's March and Prayer Walk and a Lemonade Party campaign.
The Lemonade Party campaign is a sweeping set of town hall meetings across the island geared towards sensitizing communities, the importance of proper parenting practices.
The Lemonade Party campaign is so called as lemonade and biscuits will be served at each meeting. For the march and prayer walk, every church and community is being encouraged to join together, and on Sunday, June 28, between the hours 3 p.m. and 4 p.m., to register their stance against the evil that is attacking our children and families in prayer.
In addition to the march, we want to use that day to launch a fundraising campaign. We have been in dialogue with the Office of the Children's Registry, and they operate a hotline 1-888-PROTECT. This is supposed to be 24/7, but because of lack of resources, we are offering to raise funds for the 1-888-PROTECT initiative. Hopefully, it can then become a 24/7 operation.
To the march on June 28, the Jamaica Pentecostal Union Apostolic is encouraging everyone to join in a day of fasting and prayer on Thursday, June 25. Local churches are asked to coordinate the marches in their local communities. Churches and individuals who want to find out more about the I Care movement and to become involved in this initiative may contact Bishop Everton Thompson at 851-1506. Child Month has come to a close, but the care and protection of our children never ends. Let us, in our little corners, do what we can, report what we know to ensure our children are safe. You can always call 1-888-PROTECT. That's 1-888-776-8328. Or use the Stay Alert app available on Google Play to report any case of abuse or neglect. Children's safety and security is our priority. And that takes us to the end of today's program. I'm Casita Irving, daring you to share the love and wishing for you a wonderful week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.